Audrey Kissler is the only member of the K-High debate team who doesn't go to K-High. She attends Revilla Alternative School just a couple blocks away. Kissler joined the debate team inspired by her older cousin.
She actually went to state and she took fifth place. So hearing that from my family and looking at how successful she is now kind of persuaded me to join.
Her cousin works for NBC's Today Show, but a few years ago, she was a member of the Ketchikan debate team making the same trip to Anchorage. When Dan Ortez left his teaching position at K-High to be a representative in the Alaska State Legislature, he also left his post as debate coach. Lee Woodward had been helping out for a few years, but this year she stepped in as head coach.
It's a different role. You know, I have to make some of the hard decisions on who goes to the meets and who doesn't, and, you know, who's going to be in which events, and even just preparing them for these incredibly hard topics.
Such as this year's topic for debate, whether globalization benefits poverty reduction. Kissler and her debate partner were eliminated in the quarterfinals. Speaker points is not a separate competition, but it's a distinct category within debate.
How well you ranked out of, because there's two people per team, so it's how well you ranked out of the four people. So in every room, you get ranked 1 through 4th, depending on how well you did. And I guess I just received some higher scores in most of my rooms. So I ended up taking first for speaker points. And my partner, Shia Matthews, actually was right behind me in second. So that was really cool.
Kissler says it meant a lot to her that the judges were impressed by her team's performance. It showed they excelled in the way they debated, despite not placing higher. She says it also meant a lot because the judges were members of the University of Alaska Anchorage debate team.
They've been in high school debating. They know what they're doing, which is a good change from having the volunteer judges that we normally do in the regional meets because, you know, they can be anyone. And so you don't necessarily feel like if you won or lost, you earned it. But there you really did. You really felt like you earned it or lost it.
Bella Posey placed 5th in dramatic interpretation, and Cheyenne Matthews placed 2nd in original oration. Now that state is behind them, the group won't be meeting anymore this year, but they are recruiting for next year.
Debate might sound intimidating to some students.
And feel like you have to be very academically inclined to be good at it.
Which Kissler says is not the case. She plans on debating the next 2 years and thinks her debate skills can help her have the same success as her cousin, but in a different field. She says she's thinking about becoming a lawyer.
She'd be good at it. I'd certainly hire her.
Woodward recommends that debate team members read the newspaper and keep up with current events as off-season training because the debate topics are always rooted in real-world issues. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.